Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the second reading for the third Sunday in Lent, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is God's word. If only things were different. Without this trouble, I'd really be me. If only life wasn't so awkward. If only my pain was gone. If only my relationships were better and people weren't so hard to get along with. If only there wasn't this coronavirus to worry about. It seems to be changing the face of our society by the day. If only being a Christian were better. I figured that having faith would give me some extra energy and optimism, but life right now is a grind. If I could just be more excited about my faith, well, that's the real me. If only I was less troubled about being troubled. All of these things have been weighing me down. I get impatient and snap at others. I get angry. Can't even pinpoint the source. Everything's a greater effort than it was before. I worry. I don't sleep well. I understand I should trust God more. So now I'm worried that I don't have enough faith. I'm in there somewhere. Everyone is in there somewhere because no one is trouble-free. If only the troubles would go away, then I'd be me, you'd be you, right? I know. Let's ask the Apostle Paul. What would you say to do with our troubles, Paul? Are you ready? He says, glory in them. Could you repeat that, please? Plenty of times we've heard, hold on, endure, cling to God's promises, but glory in the troubles? What? Here's the tough part of today's message. When you're troubled, you become worried, anxious, irritable, angry, impatient. You're likely to give in to the temptations that comfort you, that make you feel better about the trouble, even when you know that they're wrong. You find yourself saying, I'm a mess. This isn't who I am. If this trouble were lifted from me, then I'd be back to being me again. But according to Scripture, that's not the case. It's not that trouble robs us of being who we are, but that trouble reveals who we truly are. And the reality is that by nature, I'm worry-filled, anxious, and doubting. And when I'm relatively carefree, I have the energy and wherewithal to conceal it, to hide it, even from myself, and believe that I'm doing better than I am. In other words, troubles give us a glimpse of what we're like without the Lord and his mercy, and it's not a pretty picture. And St. Paul says, to glory? Yes. Why? Because trouble allows us to see that the idea that we have any control over our lives is an illusion. Because when we're stripped down to who we really are, we're finally ready to rejoice in who God is. The more we see our true nature, the more eager we are to hear of a Savior, to hear of grace, to hear of one who knows what to do and can do it right. Now, here is how the devil wants to spin it. He wants to convince you of this. You have troubles because God's angry at you. He's robbing you of who you are. And if God's out to get you, leave him behind. But that is a lie. The good news is that while troubles show us what life is like and what we are like apart from the Lord, we are not apart from the Lord. So now, and not a moment too soon, we turn to the good news in this passage. For starters, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now let's back up through this passage. First, Paul writes, you've been justified by faith. Rather than declare you guilty and make you pay for your sin, God has declared Jesus guilty and made him pay on the cross for your sin. So what? So this is where to begin when troubled. You begin with the awareness that this trouble is not proof that God is out to get you. He's already gotten his son for your sin. His anger against sin is gone. All he has left for you is peace for Jesus' sake. All he has left for you is forgiveness and comfort and help. Now, if you're trusting in yourself, you're going to refuse all of these blessings. So the Lord permits troubles so you don't trust in yourself. And this is where the glory is. This is cause to be thankful. The Lord does not leave you trusting in your patience or your calm or your ability to remain cool under pressure or your plan or your competence. Instead, he lets you see who you really are so that you understand your need for him. You don't have a God who loves you only during the good times. Or to say it another way, you don't have a God who only loves you when you're good. You have a loving God who says, I desire you so much that I gave my son on the cross for you long before you were born. I desire you so much that I've made you mine through holy baptism, and I still make sure I speak my word to you and feed you my supper. I permit troubles to come so that you may learn the art of enduring trouble, certain of my grace, certain of my love and approval. And that endurance, that perseverance will lead to character. It will lead to you knowing your true worth. You are priceless because my son has paid for you with his blood. And because you have that character, that worth, you have hope that will not disappoint. You have the hope that you are mine and that deliverance is coming. It's only a matter of when, and it's a perfect when. So rejoice in the trouble. It's making you see yourself clearly, and that's causing you to depend on God more fully. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Your trouble has an end point. You do not. You will always know the greatness of Jesus. There are brighter days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.